Hey, welcome to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sherita Berry of Holistic Talk. Welcome. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Hey guys, guess what? Spring is in air, and you know what that brings? April showers, spring showers. Yes, and what else it brings? Flowers and bees and butterflies and all that good stuff. But hey, what else does spring bring? Dandelions. That's right, dandelions. We'll see them everywhere. In the grass, popping up on the sidewalk, in cracks of the sidewalk, see them in your backyard, in your front yard, on the lawns, in the parks. You see dandelions everywhere. And you know something? A lot of people think dandelions is a pest. They're a nuisance because dandelions is considered a weed. And a lot of people don't like weeds, especially when they're trying to get that perfect touch to their lawn. Yes, they don't like weeds, so they tend to put down weed killer to kill the weeds, and not understanding that they're getting rid of the medicine. Guess what? Don't get rid of the dandelions, because dandelions is like is used for medicinal purposes. Some of the benefits of dandelion, it is highly nutritious. Yes, it is. It contains potent antioxidants, may help in aid in fighting inflammation, may help in aid in blood sugar management, may help in aid in reducing cholesterol, may help in aid in lowering blood pressure, may help in aid in promote liver health, and may help in aid in weight loss. So those are some of the benefits of dandelion. So the next time you see a dandelion growing in your front yard and you about to spray with that pesky weed killer, don't do it. Don't do it. We're going to call the dandelion stoppers. Yes, right. The dandelion stoppers are going to be called on you because you're getting rid of something that can benefit not only you, but those around you and those connected to you. That's right. Dandelions are not pests and they are not weeds. They are medicine. Yes, they are. They are used for a number of things such as tinctures, tea. That's right. You can make dandelion tea. You can make an ointment. You can infuse it with some oil and make dandelion oil, essential oil. You can put it in your salad. And the best part is dandelions are edible. Yes, you can eat them. You can eat dandelions. You know, before the dandelion grows and before you know, those little blow things, they're dandelions, actually. We used to take them and blow them everywhere. But before it sprouts up, the leaves of a dandelion are edible. You can put them in your salad. You can even take the dandelion itself. Make sure that you clean it right good. Get all the ants out and all the dirt out. You can set it out in the sun so it can dry. Then make your own dandelion herb. That's right. Or you can infuse it. You make dandelion salad. Mix it up with your salad. You know, it tastes a little bland, a little bitter. Not so good. But hey, it's healthy. Don't take my word for it. Don't quote me on it. I gave a disclaimer at the beginning of this podcast. I'm just educating you. That's about it. So the next time you see a dandelion, don't mow it. Don't pull it up. Don't spray it with a weed killer. Just pull it up and go take it to your herbalist. You know, someone in your town is a herbalist, or your natural food store, or a holistic practitioner in your town, and they'll tell you what to do with the dandelion. Yes, they'll give you some suggestions. Like I said, this podcast is the educational one, and I'm here to educate you, and you on herbs. That's right. Until next time, like I said, don't let me see you killing the dandelion, because it's not weed, it's edible. Peace, deuces, and namaste. Hey guys, so a lot of people been asking a little bit about me and how come I know so much. And I don't proclaim that I know a lot. I'm still learning every day. But to tell you a little bit about me, I have a bachelor's of science degree in psychology, and I have a master's of science degree in complementary alternative medicine. Some people call it integrative medicine, but hey, it's all the same. That means I deal with natural medicine. So there you got it. That's why I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. But I am a holistic practitioner. So if you have any questions or you would like to know anything, hey, email me at CoachSherita@outlook.com. That's CoachSherita@outlook.com. Until next time, namaste. So, thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope it enlightened you some, and I hope it put a light bulb in your head, go off, bleep, bleep, bleep. So, until next time, guys, peace, deuces, and namaste.